In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. Today, of course, we've been doing the past few weeks weekly paraklesis, in which we think of healing as a prominent reflection to pray about the healing that comes from God, the healing, the visitation that the physician of our souls and bodies has come, and to be here with us and to die for us. By his stripes we are healed, as the prophet Isaiah says in his beautiful book. Healing, healing, healing. And the Most Holy Lady is in the foreground of those that we ask for intercessions for healing. But today also is a special day in that we also commemorate the martyrs of Rome, Cosmas and Damian, who were gifted with the ability to heal. And they did what the gospel, what the Lord said in the gospel: you received without pay, give without pay. And this was not to say that people shouldn't make livings, but this particular gift that they had, they offered for healing as a sign also that the Lord is coming to give healing to everyone. Healing to everyone. The Lord had referred to the suffering that we have in this life as the birth labor pains, and that after the birth labor pains, just as a mother after giving birth does not remember the pain that she endured in her travail, but remembers the joy of the new person that has come into the world, this is the joy that we also anticipate, a joy of healing in the days ahead, where we will not remember the travails of this life. What a great thought that is. We don't know the end of this pandemic, but we certainly continuously pray for the healing, but also for the spiritual strength to endure whatever we have to and to keep the faith, because healing does come, and we want to be able to look back and say, I don't remember the travails. So may the Lord give us this hope, and for each of the small steps that we take from day to day, and fill us with his courage. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.